Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A political commentator known for his anti-transgender views gave a speech at the University of Utah's College of Social Work last night.
KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more on the speech and its backlash. Peter?
Amanda, Daily Wire commentator Michael Knowles came to the University of Utah last night, and the focus was certainly on his views regarding transgender people. He arrived to a College of Social Work building draped in dozens of queer and trans pride flags, and a strong protest brought by several University of Utah clubs. His speech is, quotes, focused on what he calls transgenderism, and the signs outside called on him to leave. Knowles came at the request of the Young Americans for Freedom, a group that previously invited fellow Daily Wire speaker Ben Shapiro to the University of Utah. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The two men accused of kidnapping and torturing a man inside their Sandy apartment are now facing felony charges. Prosecutors say that Justin McCrory and Malachi Bobo tortured the man for several hours before leaving under the impression that he had died. The man was able to escape and get some help. Police are saying this was not random, but have not given a motive.
The FBI has arrested an 18-year-old in Idaho for allegedly planning to carry out terror attacks on local churches. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is in Idaho and joins us live with the details. Adam?
Amanda, the Department of Justice says 18-year-old Alexander Scott Mercurio had pledged his allegiance to ISIS and that he intended to carry out attacks on local churches on ISIS's behalf. Now, he's being charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization for the time being. This story actually just coming into the newsroom, and we're gathering more information on it right now. We'll have more of an update in the next hour. Reporting live in Idaho, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Some Utah men are facing accusations of fraud in last fall's second congressional district election. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce is live with more. Becky?
Tim, there's a total of 13 people charged in all, accused of using people who don't live in Utah to gather signatures in the second district race. State law says signature gatherers have to be Utah residents. Those charges include fraud and forgery, as well as tampering with evidence. At one point, the court documents alleged that two of these men created a fake lease agreement in order to make it appear that the men from Nevada they'd hired were actually Utah residents. There's about $60,000 in money that was paid in this case. We're told it did not actually influence the outcome of the election. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story is now a change in stance from the former president on abortion. After months of hinting that he would support a federal abortion ban, former President Donald Trump said yesterday it is an issue for the states to decide. But ABC's Lely Ipsa reports he did not say what he would do if a national abortion ban came across his desk if he were reelected.
At campaign rallies, he often touts the fact that he appointed Supreme Court justices that voted to overturn Roe v. Wade and that he was for certain abortion exceptions, rape, incest, and life of the mother. He's remained vague on that. And Monday's statement wasn't a real huge shock, as Trump has claimed before that it's probably better for states to be able to decide this issue. But also at the same time, both publicly and privately, Trump has floated a national abortion ban at 15 and 16 weeks.
Conservative activists say they still support both the former president and federal limits on abortion.
President Biden proposing another student loan plan, one that could affect more than 25 million Americans. ABC's Selena Wang on the podcast. Start here.
This is something that they believe is really going to resonate with young people who are coming out of college, who have all of that student loan debt, and especially at a time when a lot of his supporters, these young progressive voters, are very frustrated with his administration over his handling of the war in the Middle East. So they're really hoping that student loans is something that's going to resonate with them, something that is going to stick with them when they go to the ballot boxes in November.
The administration says they're confident the new proposal will survive legal challenges.
First look traffic now, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, it's been a nice start. No crashes to report yet. Volumes on the freeways have been light enough that you don't have any slow spots just yet. So minimum travel times, whether you're on I-15 or even I-80 up towards Parley's Canyon and towards Park City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL. UConn Huskies are once again the top dog of men's basketball, men's college basketball. The Huskies finished their dominant March Madness run with a 75-60 win over Purdue last night. UConn, the first team to repeat as national champion since Florida did it all the way back in 2007.
The NCAA Women's Championship Final brought in 18.7 million viewers this week. The Iowa-South Carolina game set a record as the most watched women's college basketball game since 1992. The only sporting events in the United States to draw a bigger TV audience since 2019 have been football, the World Cup, and the Olympics.
So they did it again. The March Madness Tournament helps support hundreds of Utah's local businesses. Here's KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr.
Several RVers made the trek to Utah last month to watch the tournament, staying at and supporting local Utah businesses instead of campsites through the company Harvest Host. Harvest Host works with local businesses to allow RVs to park on their lots to avoid camping fees and stay closer to city events like the March Madness Tournament. COO of the company, Wes Clark, says their whole platform is to help benefit local businesses.
Our general philosophy is like these small business operators are great at running their businesses, and so we simply help drive traffic their way, and that traffic is in the form of RVers.
He says in return for no camping fees, RVers purchase goods from the local businesses where they are staying, benefiting the local economy. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Two Weber State students are excited to be graduating together after one of them suffered a cardiac arrest during a study break. They are both in the respiratory therapy program. Allie Green had to lean on her schooling to save her friend.
I think without the underlying training that I had, I would have completely frozen. I wouldn't have known what to do.
Green had to perform CPR and first aid on Audrey Young until first responders arrived.
Yeah, good for her.
Wow.